Just weeks after capturing the USAC National Drivers' Championship, the USAC National Midget Championship, and the Turkey Night Grand Prix Midget Feature, Brian Clausen of Noblesville, Indiana, continued his winning ways on Boxing Day as he won Round 1 of last year's International Midget World Series.
Brian Clausen on debut is going to look to take out the 25-lap crown prize to feature the opening round of the International Midget World Series. Iconic connected eye on Jerry Kearns Jr. Clausen takes the victory for Michael Pickens. Jerry Kearns Jr. holds on to third.
Clausen is back for a second straight year of International Midget World Series competition for Team USA, which also includes two-time individual International Midget World Series defending champion Jerry Kearns Jr., along with two-time defending Chili Bowl champion Kevin Swindell and 19-year-old open wheel sensation from Elk Grove, California, Kyle Larson. They're set to take on the best of the world from Australia and New Zealand. It's Boxing Day, the 25-lap midget feature from the Western Spring Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand. Next, here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Dirt Track Channel's coverage of the 2011-2012 International Midget World Series from the Western Spring Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand. We're so glad that you've joined us today for this Boxing Day 25-lap midget feature event. Sounds like it's a beautiful day in Auckland. Temperatures near 70 degrees under sunny skies. Taking a look at the first three rows for tonight's 25-lap feature event, Michael Pickens and Nathan Smee will make up row number one. Sean Inslee and Jerry Kearns Jr. row number two. And Brad Mosen and Brian Clausen in row number three. Now let's head out to the track and get you set for tonight's 25-lap Boxing Day midget feature event.
Ian Durbridge, final thoughts.
Well, final thoughts are that the front row, front four rows is what I'm going to be picking to be one of the winners. But the main thing is, of course, you've got to look at the ones that are going a bit further back to the field, like Chris McCutcheon and Kyle Larson, 99, on grid number seven. So it's kind of anybody's race over 25 laps.
Graham Standring, your final thoughts before we hand this over to the crowd.
I'm with you. I think it's the front four rows, but never underestimate, like a wild horse coming through. But when they're driving around on the four wide, the guys in the cars are doing their final check and they can see the audience. So please stand up, give them a round of applause and get ready for the Mexican wave. They can all see it and it really spurs them on. So let's get ready.
Thanks very much, Graham. So as they come round, they're going to form the four wide salute. I think Greg Joint's got it ready to go. And we want you to stand up, starting with you, pole number one, block 19, on Town Bend. We want you all to get on their feet, and we want you to follow it right the way round. We haven't done one of these for a long time, so we want to try and do one now. Boxing Night Spectacular here at Western Spring Speedway in front of a huge crowd here for this one.
They're getting ready.
Here we go. Okay, come on. 3, 2, 1. Up to get. Come on, Western Sprints.
You
come on.
Go. Yes.
Go. That's the one. Keep it going. Okay, beautiful sight. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant stuff. The world's best in the eyes of many. The stadium's on their feet here tonight. Love me the ones. Come on, Pine Tree Ben. Don't let me down. Four wide action here tonight at Western Spring Speedway. Oh, come on, corporate box, up they go. Durbridge, get out your seat. So they come round again, four wide continuing. Come on, can we do one more time? Yes, we can. Come on, Western Springs, up you go. Brilliant stuff. Oh, a sensational scene for those taking the broadcast in America. You're only going to witness it by being here. The whole stadium is on their feet. Four wide. We're going to form two wide this time around. But come on, Poetry Bend. Then we're going to get down and dirty. Strip yourselves in Western Springs.
Even the ones in the trees were doing it.
Oh, the ones in the trees. Brilliant. Two wide now. Get your thoughts about yourself, Western Springs. She's all going to be on. One New Zealand, Michael Pickens, on the inside of the front row. On the outside is the former one Australian, Nathan Smee. Then we go back to car 77, Sean Inslee. 3 USA, Jerry Kearns Jr. 88, Brad Mosen. On the outside of Brad Mosen. We got problems there for Jenkins. He's the reserve. He's off. On the outside is Brian Clausen. He won the corresponding race. Then we go back to Kyle Larson, Hayden Williams. That's your top eight. Strap yourselves in Western Springs. It's 25 laps. The eight races have been epic. Who's going to take the business tonight? The current one, NZ Pickens. He ambles going to go green. They roll around 25 left. Bossy Knight Spectacular. We're racing. Beautiful Side Pick has got the jump on Smee. And who's moved straight out wide? But Jerry Coons Jr. and the Windy Spiky Slinger. Oh, they all follow around. Nice and easy stuff here. Brilliant to watch. Smee's gone right to the low line. Who's run out wide? Clawson is. And Larson gets up the inside of Moser. So Larson, the big mover, already up to fifth position. But your race leader is Michael Pickens and Car 1NZ. Clawson moves right out wide, though. So Pickens, your race leader. Chased by Smee. Chased by Inslee. Coons moving out wide. Larson up to fourth. Coons at fifth. Brad Moser in sixth. Then we go back to number 39. Brian Clawson running in seventh. So it's Michael Pickens, Slim Pickens out in front in the NZ1 Senior Brecker Slinger Power Machine, chased by car number 7, Nathan Smee from Sydney, New South Wales, N77 Sean Inslee. On the back of that is Carl Larson, the NorCal. Oh, we've got a yellow. We've gone a yellow on lap 3. We have debris on the track perhaps, or there may be a noise issue, not quite sure. The blackboard is coming out. Blackboard is coming out. Not quite sure what's happened down here at the moment, but I can tell you the restart order is 1 New Zealand Pickens, 7 Australian Nathan Smee, 77 Inslee. Then we go back to the on Brad Mosen, 88. Number 3 is the car of Jerry Coons Jr., 2NZ. Chris McCutcheon in 39 is the car driven by Brian Clawson. Graham Standring, what's the verdict?
Well, the early indication is that the cushion, which you can see is a bit of a curb developing around here in turn 3 and then down in turn 2, is not strong enough to hold the cars. I see the cars that are running on the cushion's breaking up and it's too soft, which makes that they're not getting the traction that they need. So it seems like the low line is the fast line at the moment, and it's a concentration effort on this. It's very, very difficult to get onto that low line and hold it. So that's what will be happening. They'll be just working the bottom groove. But if enough guys are stacked up there, for instance, 4 or 5 guys, then running the high groove is an option, because the guys on the bottom are going so slow that you can get around the outside. So look for the big movers. Brian Clawson's been out on the top looking at it. Jerry Coons went up and had a look, and it cost him a few spots, but that doesn't mean he's not going to come back at it.
Thank you very much, Graham. So, 3 laps gone, 21 to go. 22 to go. And we've got a problem with the restart order here, just trying to sort that out. The restart order, the way I see it, 1 New Zealand, 7 Australia, 77 New Zealand, 99 USA, which is Kyle Larson. Then we've got 88 New Zealand, 3 USA, 39 USA, 2 New Zealand, 27, 1 USA, 81, 25 New Zealand, 21 New Zealand, 99 New Zealand, 10 New Zealand, 91 New Zealand, 48 New Zealand, 17 New Zealand, 4NZ and 85 NZ. No cars off. Troy Jenkins was the reserve. He wasn't able to get a start. Michael Pickens leading them round. Very much Constantino start. They follow the leader. No one really desperate to go out wide to make a pass. Come on, Western Springs. This is the chance to make some noise. Michael Pickens leading a star-studded international field for night one of the Crown Plaza International World Series here at Western Springs Speedway. Pickens got the jump, no doubt about it. Moses moved straight up high. Moses moved up high, and look who's right behind him. It's Clawson. Moses now got past Larson. Moses got past Inslee. The Synergy V8 CRC car. No, he just loses his legs in turns 3 and 4 and drops back 2 places. Larson now moves up high in 1 and 2. As he tries to peel off some Sean Inslee, can't quite get there. I don't think he can. He won't. So they try to all follow the leader. And Moses is driving right round the outside, but he's losing positions. He's dropped 3 back. Now he needs to move down low. Meanwhile, Michael Pickens is your race leader, hugging the pole line with a 4-car gap between himself and former 1 Australian Nathan Smee from Sydney, New South Wales. Then we go back to 77 Inslee. 99 Larson right up there as well. The NorCal Ninja driving superbly. Jerry Coons Jr. in there as well. And Coons, oh, wheel stand from Larson. Larson's running on 2 wheels as he moves up high. Look at the car, beautiful to watch. He's just peeled off Inslee. And Larson now is up to 3rd. So Larson's on the charge and has made an appearance at Western Springs. Smee still down low. Look at him drive. Driving like a man possessed. Out in front though. Oh, no, he almost got too wide, Larson. He got a bit hot at the pine tree up the town bench, shall I say. And he had to pull it back, but we thought it was going to end in tears, but he managed to pull it back. Swindell's struggling. He's way mid-pack. The soft tyre combination might not be working for him. Mind you, plenty of laps to go. 18 laps to go here at Western Springs in night one of the Crown Plaza World International Midget Series. Out in front, Michael Pickens with a six-car gap over Nathan Smee. Then we go back to Kyle Larson, Sean Inslee. Number three, Jerry Coons Jr. Number two, that's the car of Chris McGudger. 27 Williams, 88 Moser. Great battle up in front. Brilliant battle up in front, though. The battle for second and third. Look, he's only got one wheel on the ground. It's his right rear tyre. He's got three in the air. We got one in the fence. It's Kendall. Michael Kendall, the former five-time national champion, has planted himself just past the start-finish line. Brilliant to watch.
My money's on the 99 American car. I can tell you that now. The pace he's doing, he's trying every part of the track to get to. What do you reckon, Graham?
Oh, I agree with you 100%, but I'm just referring now to the Michael Kendall incident. Him and Kevin Swindell were just dicing off the turn. They just made contact, and Michael just speared it into the wall. Doesn't look like the damage is too bad from here, but I agree with you entirely. What is happening now, so this is the stage of the race where the guys are actually going to work and working out which part of the track's getting going. Why do you think they're going to the top and staying up there when it doesn't look like they're passing cars? It's because what they're trying to do is sweep off their own groove, and it might take 2, 3, it might even take 5 or 10 laps, but once they've swept that off, like Larson seems to be doing, it makes it very, very fast. So yes, you're right, he's the guy on the move and his car seems to be working up there.
Well, you've heard it here first. Graham Derb says he's got money on this one. So Kyle Larson, the NorCal Ninja. So here's Mr. Exciting with a capital E at the moment. The restart order, Michael Pickens, Nathan Smee, Kyle Larson, Sean Inslee, Jerry Coons Jr. Then we go back to Chris McCutcheon, Hayden Williams, Brad Mosen, Brian Clawson. Further back from that is the 21 of Warboys, 25 Buckley, Wayne Green. Then we go back to 191 O'Connor, 117 Wooten. One USA, Swindell running at the back. Michael Kendall is coming off. There'll be no restart, and Swindell has got some problems. He's running right at the back. He's gone right to the back of the field.
Yeah, I'd say he picked up some damage when he touched with Michael Kendall, which is a bit of a shame because he looked pretty good up to that stage. Now, when the cars are rolling around as they are, you'll notice that none of the American guys are running around on the black part, because once they run on the black part, they actually pick up the oil out of the surface again. Looks like we're going to go to green.
We're going to go green. 15 laps to go. Western Springs, 15 to go. 10 in the box, 15 to go. Michael Pickens from Nathan Smee from Kyle Larson. We go green. Still a big 30-lap international sprint car feature to come in front of a packed house here at Western Springs. There'll be over 15, maybe 20,000 people here watching this one. Boxing Night Spectacular is Larson. Larson's running the outside like a rail. He's got the car. He can put it anywhere on the track with one, three wheels in the air. Look at his bicycling. He's just picked up Nathan Smee from New South Wales. Smee just moves up in front of him. This time he's got him on the Lucas Oil's 99 car of Larson. Right round the outside of he goes. Oh, the NorCal Ninja. He's got Pickens in his sight. Pickens don't know he's coming. Pickens moved up high, trying to find a lead. Now it's three wide action. Smee's coming back in. Oh, beautiful stuff. Larson with a slight drop on Pickens. Good. Pickens holds him out. So Pickens, your race leader, Larson in second. Larson's going to have another slight drop. Pickens has gone wide. Larson picks up the inside. Pickens now knows he's here. Oh, it's all on like Donkey Kong for this one. Pickens down high, Larson down low, Smee low, Jerry Coons Jr. comes in numbers in the frame, side by side, almost action to this one. Larson down, we've got another good look at it. Pickens still running up high. Oh, he can't afford an error. A current 1NZ champion is driving some family. Oh, they make contact. Pickens makes contact with Larson as they come down low with about 10 laps to go. 10 to go in this one. Round one of the Crown Plaza International Mission feature. Larson down moves up high. So now swapping positions. Larson gets to the loose stuff. He loses a bit of ground. Pickens is there. Smee's in there as well. Larson this time another slow job attempt on Pickens. Pickens has he got enough legs to get out of bed? He does. They're both almost side by side. Actually, he's coming back in the top three. We have a new race leader. I think we do. No, we don't. Larson makes a mistake in the middle of turns one and two, and Pickens gets a little bit of breathing room. So Michael Pickens, your race leader. Pickens has gone wide again. Pickens just went wide. 8 to go. 8 laps to go now on this one. The midget car feature. Everyone's on the edge of their seat. And Michael Pickens does. O'Connor brings on a yellow. Four cars pile up. O'Connor, Warren, 85 Wade and 48 of Albers. Well, goodness gracious me, Western Springs. Someone get me an oxygen tank.
I tell you what, you can never be too old to get excited. This is fantastic. This is the best racing we've seen for many, many years.
What you're actually witnessing here, ladies and gentlemen, is four of the very, very best drivers in the world, I'd say, at this stage. When one guy drops the bomb, the other guy goes up to the top, and they're not losing any ground or doing anything. They're just all exploring the surface and trying to make it work. They're trying everything, but the interesting thing is that when Kyle Larson makes a minor mistake, he's able to recover the ground again. So that would tell you that he has margin in the car. So he's probably going to be the quickest on the track. But with these laps running down now, Michael Pickens again doing a fantastic job. And incidentally, Michael Pickens and Kyle Larson, I talked to Michael Pickens today. The last time that Michael Pickens raced Kyle Larson, Michael Pickens passed Kyle Larson for a win at Kokomo, Indiana at Speed Week. So, there you go, there's a bit of history there between those two guys, and I'm sure they're revisiting that right now as we get ready to go green. Now we're on a yellow, sorry. So don't forget, there's a bit of history there with those guys, but you're witnessing some of the best midget car racing in these conditions that you will see anywhere in the world.
Thanks very much, Graham. So the restart order will be 1NZ Michael Pickens, 99 USA Kyle Larson, 7 Australian Nathan Smee, followed by 77 Inslee, 3 USA of Jerry Coons Jr., 88 is Mosen. Then we go back to 2NZ McCutcheon, 27 Williams, 39 Clawson, 21 Warboys, 25 Buckley, 10 Green, 17 Wooten, 4 Jack, 1 USA Swindell, and 99 Warren, with 8 laps to go. 8 to go. Folks, everyone's on the edge of their seat. It is the most epic battle we've seen midget car racing this season. Boxing Night Spectacular in front of a huge crowd. You know, you don't see this. Lights are off, so we're about to go green. Pickens with 8 to go. He's got Larson breathing all down his neck. Can he hold on, Western Springs? Michael Pickens out in front. The Americans all over the back of him. We go green. Larson goes down. Lewis Pickens moves out wide. This could be the battle we're looking for. Side by side action. Pickens wide. Larson low. Larson's got him. Kyle Larson in the front. The American holds on. Pickens down. Trying to make power around the outside. Are we going to have another repeat of the dead heat? I don't think so. Larson, your race leader with 7 laps to go. The NorCal Ninja has hit the front. It's dramatic form. Now he makes a mistake. And Pickens goes around the outside of him. He made an extra mistake on turn number 2. Pickens now got the advantage. It's side by side action. It's going to come down to the wire. 6 laps to go. Larson, your leader. Pickens out wide. Pickens holding on. No, he can't. Larson's got there. I think he does. Here comes Jerry Coons Jr. Oh, he gets that car about 90 foot wide. Does the American? Pickens makes a mistake. Pickens makes a mistake. He's made a huge error down here, and Larson's got away. Oh, Larson, like a thief of the night. He waited 20 odd laps to get through. And with 5 to go, Pickens is chasing him down. So, Larson, your race leader in the Lucas Oils 99. He's got a 3-car gap on Michael Pickens from Nathan Smee, from Jerry Coons Jr. Oh, it's all on. 3 laps to go. 3 to go. 4 laps, should I say. 4 to go here at Western Springs Speedway. The crowd are on their feet. It is Kyle Larson, your race leader, chased by Michael Pickens, who's led for the majority of the race, Nathan Smee. It looks like the Pickens car may have got a bit offside. Is that what's happened? Oh, it'll be a travesty if it is. Pickens holding on for second. Smee all over the back of him. USA, New Zealand, Australia, America, New Zealand, New Zealand, New Zealand, America. Coons is trying everything he can. 3 laps to go. 3 to go, Western Springs. Brilliant action out in front. It is Kyle Larson from the young 19-year-old, his first time ever down under. He has conquered the midget feature, one might suggest, barring a miracle. Pickens in second to 1NZ. Then we go back to 7, Nathan Smee. Jerry Coons Jr. all over the back of it, trying to make it work. Laps starting to count down now. Only merely a couple of laps to go on what has been a fantastic night in round one of the Crown Plaza International Midget Car Feature Series. Larson will get the white flag. Everyone's on their feet here at Western Springs. White flag, what to go. Larson now. He's only got really a length of the straightaway to get down in 2 corners, and he'll take the victory. Larson, your race leader. Pickens won't have to be content with second. He comes into turn 3. Out of turn 4. The chicken flag is flying. Coons with the last digit, but Larson takes the win. Kyle Larson, he takes the win in dramatic form. Michael Pickens in second. Nathan Smee from Sydney, New South Wales in third. Oh, beautiful stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the NorCal Ninja, Kyle Larson.
What a fantastic one. I tell you what, apart from the fact that a little slight little wager there, I'm $100 easier off than that. That's a fantastic job. Well, Graham Standring, what do you think about that? I'll give you the results just very quickly. It was 99 USA, 1 New Zealand, Then we go to 7 and 3. 7 Australia and 3 USA. Graham Standry.
Yeah, fantastic. We're just going to try and hook Kyle into the TV cameras and everything here. He's stopping here right now, coming over. Ladies and gentlemen, like, wait till you see this guy get out of the car. He makes me look like a all-black Ford. He's only about 55 kilos. He's lucky if he comes up to my shoulders. He looks like he's just graduated from intermediate. He's just a little guy, but man, what you've just seen, he's got a big set in there. He puts them in with a wheelbarrow, and then he goes really hard. So fantastic effort. We're just going there as he gets out of his car now.
Well, this sort of racing, Graham, will bring everyone back for next Saturday. I mean, you can't get better than this anywhere.
No, absolutely not. And look, he's just won the hearts of the crowd. Fantastic effort. American Kyle Larson from California.
The NorCal Ninja, they call him. And he came and saw he conquered. Come on, Western Springs, make some noise for him. Kyle Larson.
I told you he made me look big, which is fantastic. But Kyle, that was a fantastic effort. Unbelievable. Obviously, you know, you're the flavour of the month. Just talk us through that race with Michael Pickens.
Yeah, that was an awesome race there. In the beginning, I didn't want to get off the bottom. I just didn't think the top was going to be there. And I went up there after Mosen got by me, and it was way faster. So I just stuck up there until I got to Pickens, and I knew he could see me coming on the big screen over there. And then he saw me get in on one up there, and he slid across. And then it made for a heck of a race. And just dropped back down to the bottom. It was a lot safer to run down there. So I just, once I got to the lead, I just stayed down on the bottom and made sure Pickens didn't get back around me.
Yeah, and don't forget, everybody, he's got a shipment of T-shirts coming. Sorry, he's got a shipment of T-shirts coming next week, 31st. He'll be here again. It was fantastic to watch from a spectator's point of view to see midget racing of that caliber. When you were at the top, Michael was at the bottom. When Michael went to the top, you went to the bottom. Finally, you got him. Although it looked like you were struggling in the middle of turn two. Talk us through that.
Yeah, the track was really racy tonight for the feature. These guys did a great job prepping it. And, you know, I just got to thank my crew and Lucas Oil and Sang Young and a Bellerbilt Seats just for all their help this year. And hoping put up in the circle 3 more times.
Okay, and tell us about the audience.
Oh, this is by far the biggest crowd I've ever raced in front of. So it's just been a great time since I've been here, and hopefully you guys come back for the next races.
Okay, everybody, on your feet. Kyle Larson from California, United States of America.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, race fans, how's that to kick off the first of 4 nights of midget racing right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com? Kyle Larson does exactly what Brian Clausen did last year. Never saw the track before in person, goes out and picks up the win on Boxing Day in the 25-lap midget feature event to kick off the 2011-2012 International Midget World Series. Michael Pickens was second, Nathan Smee third, and Jerry Coons Jr. was fourth. We are hoping to have the final rundown for you, but it hasn't been posted as of yet. When it does become available, we will post it on our New Zealand page. You could not have asked for a better way to kick off the first of 4 nights of our midget broadcast right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. So Larson and Pickens battle late in the race. Larson comes from the 7th starting spot, and he picks up the win in his very first visit to Western Springs Speedway. Our next broadcast comes to you on New Year's Eve Day, December the 31st. It is the World Derby 30. Brian Clausen is the defending champion of that event. For all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel and everybody at Western Springs Speedway, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you again on Saturday, December the 31st, for World Derby 30 right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com as part of our coverage of the 2011 and 2012 International Midget World Series. So long, everybody.